News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince is on hand. We've gone through a couple of weeks. We've heard from board member Brad Wade last week, from another representative agency. Carl Roscoe with Habitat was on 2 weeks ago. We'll hear from more agency heads as we get into the new year, but we're now ending 2015.
Where did it go? I'm still kind of living in like May of 2014. It's like, how did we get to 2015? And here it is, the end of the year. And I've been amazed at the support of our community over the last, you know, year and a half that I've been in this position. Having been with United Way for some time, I know how giving this community is, but it still just blows my mind every year that we live in such a giving community and such a supportive community. And that's really what United Way is about. It's about rallying people together, working together, identifying community issues, investing around those community issues, and then measuring the change that happens. And this end of the year is a good time as you reflect on how great the community has been to you and how, if you want to call it pay it forward or whatever you want to call it, to support the community giving going forward, think of United Way. Because while we're working hard to address our community issues, to invest around those, to make it a better place for all of us to live and work, if we don't get donations and support, we're unable to achieve those things. And not to put it so bluntly, but that's the fact of the matter. We have some really cool things going on at United Way. We did a strategic plan this year. We are releasing community bold goals in 2016 that we're going to be investing in over the next 5 years. We're going through a grant application process to refinalize the relationships with our partner agencies and how we'll invest over the next 2 years. We have new funding streams or new funding opportunities for partner organizations to take advantage of. We've got a lot going on, but all of that could stop if we don't have the continued support of our community. And that's really what it's about. Everyone working together, giving what they can. It doesn't have to be a lot, but giving what they can to support our community.
In fact, you've made that note in the last few visits that we have had. While the year's coming to an end on the calendar side, is not over with yet as far as the business of United Way of the Brazos Valley.
Yeah, our calendars operate just a little bit differently, and I'd like to say we only have one calendar in our office, but we have multiple projects going at multiple different times and things like that. But our campaign officially kicks off about September, and then September 1st, and then wraps at the end of March. So we still have a few more months in campaign. While we really try and do our big push in the fall, it still is continuing through the early spring months. We have quite a few companies that choose to wait till right after the new year because it just works better with their company to start things off right in January. So we're happy to do that. If a company is interested in getting involved with United Way and learning more about workplace campaign or employee giving or corporate giving or individual giving or whatever, volunteering and some of our efforts, just give us a call. Call our office. You can find our information on the website. uwbv.org. You can give online. You can give via text. You can give via Facebook. We kind of make it as easy as possible for you to get involved with United Way.
Also wrapping up the first cycle of a two-year grant program. Now, a little bit in hindsight, I don't know whether you all have started reviewing how well that two-year cycle has worked, and we've talked already about lining up volunteers to help with the next cycle.
Yeah, so we're halfway through year two of a 3 year cycle. It was originally announced as a 2 year cycle about 3 years ago. Shortly after that is when our previous CEO announced that he was leaving. And so our board looked at it and said, if we go forward with this, we're going to have a new CEO coming in right during grant applications. Let's extend it a year. So we extended that 2 year cycle to a 3 year cycle to get through all of that. And it ended up being really great because it allowed us the time to do a strategic plan and to really do some community focus groups and learn more about where our community sees their local issues and how we should be investing and really getting an investment strategy together as opposed to just kind of going through the motions of it. So I think we're a little bit more well-planned at this point going forward. Our grants do open for our organizations to consider applying for January 1st. They're due February 15th, I believe, is the day, or February 14th. And then our grant reviewers will start reviewing them after that point. And grant reviewers are community volunteers. volunteers. That's something that people might not know about United Way, that it's not staff, it's not board that make the funding decisions. We make the board makes the final decisions, but all of the recommendations are put forward by local volunteers. So if you're interested in being involved in that, give us a call. It's not too late. We'll be doing a training in early January with our grant reviewers. And basically, you get assigned to a team. There's a handful of applications that are assigned to that team, and you review them. You read through them. You score them based on a matrix. Then you go out and do site visits. You discuss them. You talk about, are they really able to create the impact that we're trying to achieve in our five-year strategic plan? And then you make funding recommendations. Those funding recommendations go to our Community Impact Committee for review and then to our board for final approval. And generally, our board is in support of what that is because they trust the process. We have a proven process. They trust that the volunteers have done their due diligence in learning about these organizations and learning about the impacts that they're able to make, and they support our volunteers in those decisions.
So is this going to be another three-year cycle then?
This will only be a two-year cycle, okay. And right now we're firm on that 2 years. We do have some plans in our five-year strategic plan of what other things we want to roll out in the next few years to strengthen this grant. All of that is, we say, funding contingent of campaign being able to continue to increase, the community rallying around to support this effort. But we want to make this a stronger process. So 2 years is what we're doing this time. It also gives us a sizable time to do measurements because our partners have to provide measurements to us at the end of year one and then again at end of year two. So we're able to start tracking how we're changing our community and actually starting to get measurements over the long haul of here's where we were 5 years ago and here's where we are now.
Let's close as we generally do with how to contact y'all if somebody's interested in one thing or another or multiple things.
Anything that we've talked about or anything that you hear about us, find out more on our website, uwbv.org. You can get to our donate page there. You can learn more about the grant application if you're an organization. You can learn more about volunteering with our grant review teams on there. You can also check out our Facebook page. We push things out there pretty frequently. And that's pretty much everything.
Allison Prince, President of United Way of the Brazos Valley, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.